you get closer than brothers, really, in those tank crews, because you're cooped up in there pretty close. And you lose one of your buddies, why, it gets to you.
Who of the buddies that you lost, who were the closest?
Well, I suppose Jack was. Just a night or two before he got hit, we was sitting in a house, night, and he said, "I'll make a deal with you." He had a wife and a little boy, and he said, "I'll make a deal with you." He said, "Now if I get killed, will you go tell my wife and little boy what happened exactly?" And I said, "Well, I'll make you a deal the same way. Will you go tell my folks?" I did go and tell her. She lived in Milwaukee. It took me a while to get my nerve up,
but
I did
sure.
tell her.
Uh-huh.
Finally. Before we moved up to Fappenheck, he was standing guard, and he was a replacement. And I thought I had him on the stick. And there was a shell came in, and it was a tile roof on the house. It hit the corner of the house, tile roof, and some of the flak went through his helmet and creased his head pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Cut a pretty good gash in it. And I said, "Jack, this is your chance. Say your head's killing you, get the heck out of here." Another quarter of a mile and he was gone.